In order to fully experience the play Mother Courage and Her Children, written by Bertolt Brecht and now on stage at Shakespeare and Company, it's necessary to first note some background on the playwright and his message in the context of the time it was written. The post-World War German playwrights were, for the most part, writing under the genre described as naturalism, make it real. That was followed, as it was in painting, by expressionism, which called for inner experience rather than outer reality. Along with the collapse of the Weimar Republic and the seizing of the government by the National Socialist Party, the Nazis, distinguished writers such as Brecht created works that spoke of European mothers who lose their husbands and sons in wars, and the non-combatants who profiteer during the course of the wars. Brecht was a bitter enemy of social hypocrisy. The Shakespeare and Company staging of Mother Courage is directed by Tony Smoltz and stars Olympia Dukakis in the title role. The selected text is a translation by Eric Bentley, a respected author and expert on the works of Bertolt Brecht. So far, so good, except if this production lacks the power of the play, Brecht's compellingly damning tale of war and profit, it's no fault of Miss Dukakis. She dominates the stage as both the storyteller and ultimately the victim. However, to this air, most other characters deliver their lines in modern vernacular, and if their speeches contain bits of humor, they are punched and at times played overtly to the audience. That may make for good comedy, but this play is not a comedy, nor was humor the intent of the author. Hence, with a few exceptions, most notably the chaplain played by Apollo Dukakis, the supporting characters lack credibility. That's important because they matter in the unfolding and the impact of the story. Mother Courage lives off war. Her business is to sell supplies from her wagon to any and all buyers regardless of their affiliation or atrocities, even when those atrocities affect her own family. The setting for Mother Courage is the 17th century Thirty Years' War, initially a religious conflict between Protestants and Catholics, but eventually engulfing most of the countries in Central Europe. Brecht foresaw the parallel of that contagious disease called war when Germany invaded Poland in 1939. Are there parallels and lessons to be learned in what is happening in today's world? One would hope that Mother Courage and Her Children was selected for production for more than an opportunity to showcase the performance of a great actress. That does indeed occur, but even she has been directed to toss loose a line for a laugh or two. Because of some distracting frivolity by supporting players darting in and out of the stage area and through the aisles of the theater, the impact of Brecht's story and theme are diminished. It should have been disturbing to see and hear this play. It wasn't. Yet there is merit in this production. It is a fine vehicle for a truly notable and much admired theater icon, Olympia Dukakis. Mother Courage and Her Children plays at Shakespeare and Company, Lenox, Massachusetts. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.